What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Big Ten working on a 28 or 24 team playoff to figure out that, and it would replace championship games. A story that kind of broke over the weekend, and a lot of folks talking about that. We're going to get to that in a second. Also, want to remind you that Tyvis Paul, our good friend from the pregame show on the Browns Radio Network and the postgame show from the Browns Radio Network. So he works with me before the game and then Jeff after the game. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. I have to ask you guys a question. So over the weekend, we moved our daughter back to college. And this is the first time she's in kind of in a house with some other friends. And
well, you don't sound so enthused.
Well, it's not that I'm not enthused. I'm excited for her. I mean, it's just that whole... you know, rite of passage kind of thing. And I'll be honest with you, I'm totally bummed out about it. But the thing that was hitting me over the weekend, and I just don't get it, and I don't understand it, and maybe because I never once thought about it as a kid, because I don't think I had one, is a headboard on a bed. You got to help me. Like, am I nuts? Does a bed need to have a headboard? Yes or no? And what is the purpose of a headboard? Like, I was sitting there and I was putting this thing together. We had ordered it. They brought it in.
Dan.
They shipped it to the wrong place. They brought it back.
Sounds like Mrs. Baskin wanted a headboard for the kid, and Andy thought,
well, it's not only, I mean, like, that? All of our beds do. And it's just like, I don't know that I ever had one before we got married. I'll be honest.
Well, you were a bachelor and you live like that.
Yeah, I never cared. And I don't even know if my parents had one. I don't think they...
The key to good sleep, Andy, is not a headboard.
Someone has got to help me with this. Like, what is the what?
It looks nice.
It's all looks, right? There's nothing more to it than looks. Help me. Necessary thing or not.
It keeps the mattresses from moving around.
A headboard. No, I never had a mattress problem ever.
I was wondering if it kept your pillow from falling on the floor.
Is that why headboards exist? Because I don't get it.
No, it looks nice.
I mean, I think that's the only useful thing I can think of a headboard. It keeps the... you know,
it looks nice.
Pillow from falling on the floor.
And, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to figure out how I'm putting it together.
And plus, they can still fall on the floor.
And I will say this. The only thing about the headboard is it's not that hard to attach to the frame. It's easy. Like, it's one of those easy things. Because the other thing I had to put together this weekend was a shoe thing for the closet. And I'm not kidding you. Oh, between that and the dresser, she also got a dresser. And I put that together, too, with the help of her boyfriend, who did a great job. He was awesome on that.
Nice job.
But, I don't think there's anything more frustrating than ordering something online or buying something, saying, oh, man, this looks great, right? Looks great. Mm-hmm. Want to get it. And then you open the box, and there's 50,000 pieces in it, and you're trying to figure out how to put these things together, and you're on page one, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting in this room that's tiny. My knees are starting to hurt. I can't move. And like this was worse than I cannot remember.
Your little girl.
I played
went
hockey
back to college.
Football, basketball, baseball. I played everything. I don't ever remember being as sore as I was on Sunday or Saturday after I had put that thing together.
Quit whining.
Those
come on, man. Just do your thing. Go be a good dad.
I was a good dad. I'm not complaining about it.
What are you doing now?
Well, here's what I'm complaining about. The headboard thing to me is absolutely stupid. I don't know why we have one.
I don't understand it either. It's kind of one of those things I just stomach and deal with. It's like, okay, it's here, fine. Especially if Jeff's telling me it doesn't keep my pillow from falling on the ground.
Well, not always.
What is the purpose of a headboard?
It looks good, guys.
It's all about looks?
Yes.
That's the whole reason why.
As far as I know.
I sleep in it. Trust me, the aesthetics go downhill the minute the minute you put me in there.
So you're saying that the headboards are superficial? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
that there's just something that...
isn't in life, Andy?
Good conversation,
food,
Jeff.
Food and drink.
Now, the furniture and all that stuff, that's just adult Legos. There's like two people in this world.
It's brutal.
There are two groups of people in this world. There are people like us who look at these things and go, why in God's green earth am I trying to figure out what part B is? and part F needs to go in there, and I can't find it. And do I have enough of these Doyle or whatever the hell they're called things to shove in there? And then there's the group of people who are like, yay, Legos, I can put this together. And those people should open a business where they build that stuff for people like us so we don't have to deal with it. Because trust me, 5 minutes into building those things, I'm getting the duct tape.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I'm just not like...
We passed each other on Saturday as you were leaving after doing pregame and I was coming
in. Yes.
And Browns are getting ready to play. Right?
Yeah.
Game time.
Yeah.
Andy walks up to me and he says, oh my God, I had to put this stuff together for my daughter and I'm just sore everywhere. See you, dude.
I couldn't move. Yeah. And then you know the worst part about it? So we have a little bit of walk from where we park, right?
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, I got to go. I'm tight. I just don't feel good. And so I walk all the way to the car, and what did I do? Dan, tell him.
I know what you did.
Tell him what I did.
I don't know. What'd you do?
You know, because you handed them to me.
I forgot his keys.
I left my keys here.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So on top of that, having to put all that stuff together, now all of a sudden I got to walk another 6 miles back from the parking lot.
Well, you worked it out.
I'm just saying, man. I don't understand headboards. The 1,000 pieces, can it be easier? It's got to be an easier way than the 1,000 pieces that come when you're trying to build something.
It's a great idea. Somebody should go on the line and start a business where we will show up and build your furniture for you.
I'm sure that
make
exists.
A killing.
Don't you think?
Again, for it's people
a great,
like...
It's a great college business, I would
for
think.
For people like me who are like, you know, just give me the hammer and the nails. I can't do this. Or just get the duct tape. This is going to drive me to insanity.
The other part of like when you're trying to build a dresser is sometimes you... Like, I notice that... The front of it always has paint on it. The back of it is that garbage
Pressed wood
stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you make a mistake, now all of a sudden you're chipping it and you're like, oh, this thing's a mess. Matt, do you feel my pain? Matt, tell me you feel my pain, brother.
Hi, Matt.
Do you feel it?
Yes. Not necessarily from college, because I went to a college where, shockingly, like a lot of the beds and stuff were in there. I don't know if it's like an apartment.
Yeah,
or...
it's an apartment. That's why. It wasn't the dorms.
Yeah, I was going to say, where I went to college, shockingly, it was campus owned, so a lot of the a lot of the bedding and stuff, there we've had to, you know, spring in, you know, pillows and pads if we wanted them, but
yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to assume that that bed, based on the 1,000-piece description, was from a certain four-letter store in Polaris.
I don't think it was.
Or Pittsburgh.
Good call, though. Good call on that. And well said. Excellent.
No, yeah. Like that was, I remember, the biggest issue my freshman year. We basically had to, we had bunk beds, and or you had beds that were side-by-side, and you had to... You could either loft them, like stack them on top of each other, like bunk beds.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it, especially as a guy, was the community bathrooms. Like, it was literally, you know, 40, 50 people trying to share one bathroom on a floor. That was the most unpleasant part of the college experience, I feel like.
All right, Matt, thank you. All right, well.
It is interesting.
Thanks. You felt my pain a little bit.
It is interesting how everything can be put together with an Allen wrench.
It is amazing, and only the Allen wrench they give you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Big Ten working on, you know, college football playoff fans. Let's get back into sports. 28-24 teams.
Why did you mumble that?
Because I felt that I needed the transition.
Back into sports.
I needed the transition. Like, you just jump right into it. You don't care. Like, we could be sitting here talking about Sonny in Philadelphia, and we'd be like, so you don't want to cut. Hey, you know, the Big Ten is working on a supersized potential college football playoff format that could at least double the current 12-team field and convert conference championship weekend into an expansive first round, according to multiple people who have been briefed on the concept. This is from Ralph Russo's story in the New York Times or The Athletic. The idea for the tournament with as many as 28 teams is just that. It's just that. It's an idea, and it was presented to the Big Ten athletic directors for the first time last week. one source says. What do you think?
It's the next step toward the super conference.
I like this idea because I'm not a big fan of the conference championships. I like this idea because it actually makes the regular season meaningful again.
Next step toward the super conference with relegation.
I don't know if they're going to do relegation. There's too much money on the line. Could you imagine?
All the more reason to do relegation.
What do you think, Dan?
You will never talk an American sports league into relegation and promotion. It'll never happen. Sadly.
Money might make it happen.
Good luck, because what you're going to have to do is look at them and go, hey, you're going to make this amount of money, and let's say your quarterback gets hurt, you're going to make far less money next year if that happens. It's the same reason why you're just never going to see it. I wish they would. It's the way to do it. It's the most pressure you'll ever get on an organization to make sure their product is high quality, is to look at them and go, well, by the way, financially, you're going to take a bath if you're not winning.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. It's what should happen, but it's not going to happen. Now, this 24 whatever team thing, this is
28.
This is garbage. What do we do?
But if we get rid of it, but if you get rid of the conference championships, it's not garbage. I don't think it's garbage.
We are getting closer and closer to Mike Leach's borderline joke argument of going, why don't we just put everybody in? Let's just put 100 and some odd in at this point.
But this is what it comes down to. Can the conferences make more money?
Yes.
By joining this tournament style and getting rid of the conference championship game, or do they make more money if they do their conference championship game?
See, I think the conference championship game gets you something. It needs to mean something due to the... Then why even have the conferences? If that's the case, then Jeff's right, and we should just dump this into two 50-team conferences and call it a day.
Yeah, but they're not going to because of television. It's just not going to happen. That's not happening. Correct. So, because
you would have to look at, you know, these schools and go, hey, by the way, you're going to lose a whole bunch of money. But the problem that I have with it is you're going to let everybody in. You're letting all of the 28 teams. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, that's not a playoff.
No, that's just throwing in a ton of teams.
Yeah, that's basically just walking up and going, yes, you know what's better than money? More money.
Almost half of the NCAA basketball tournament field.
And at some point, guys, you're going to run into oversaturation where people are just going to go, I don't care. It's going to turn into the first four of the NCAA tournament in Dayton.
Where everybody's like, I don't know. You're talking about, you know, 14 home sites, and I'm telling you, I'd rather see a playoff game at a home site week one of the playoffs than these championship games.
Yeah, but what if you're the number one team in the country?
And then you play the number 28 team.
I would assume there are buys in this, though.
I think you're right. Well, that's why you get 28 or 24.
Yeah, 28's not the right number for to not have buys, so.
Tyvis Powell, Jeff, our good friend. He's going to join us next. 216-474. Tyvis, doesn't matter. 216-474-0092. That's coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.